Labor Party President Nigel Haworth is the first political casualty of the Labor sex allegations scandal, tendering his resignation today, effective immediately. The Labor Party and the Prime Minister have been under intense pressure this week after their handling of allegations against a Labor Party staffer. The turning point for Mr. Haworth was this morning when Jacinda Ardern received correspondence the complainants had sent to the party some months ago. Our political editor Jane Patterson filed this report.
I do want to offer an apology on behalf of the Labor Party to those complainants in this case who have gone through a process that I believe has caused them harm.
Jacinda Ardern apologising to the group of complainants after reading some of their communications to the party this morning.
We sought that correspondence and upon reading that it became very clear to me that despite the best intentions, despite the plans of the party to conduct a process that they thought would bring resolution, it caused harm.
Ms Ardern contacted Mr Haworth this morning to ask him to explain.
I raised my concerns with the party president and he offered me his resignation.
Just to be clear, so Nigel Haworth is still maintaining that he didn't know about the sexual allegations, but you're not confirming that you've seen evidence to the contrary of what he's saying?
Again, I'm stating that the party maintains the statement and position that it released yesterday. Those matters are now for a QC.
A number of the complainants have been in contact with National's Deputy Leader Paula Bennett. She used parliamentary privilege to name a number of the Prime Minister's most senior staff, as well as a Cabinet Minister, who she says have known for some time about the sexual nature of the allegations.
I have been told by the complainants that Jacinda Ardern's former Chief of Staff, Mike Munro, knew about the allegations. Her Chief Press Secretary, Andrew Campbell, knew about the allegations. And the Director of her Leader's Office, Rob Salmond, knew about the allegations. I have been told by two victims who work in Parliament that they went to Rob Salmond around Christmas time and made a complaint about the alleged perpetrator. The Prime Minister has constantly said her office did not receive complaints.
She told the House Jacinda Ardern cannot avoid scrutiny.
The Prime Minister cannot keep her head in the sand and pretend like it is happening somewhere far, far away. It is happening in her own office, in her own organisation. She is the leader of the Labor Party. The alleged perpetrator works in her leader's office. He works for her.
Outside the House, Ms Bennett said it's not possible Ms Ardern wasn't aware of the allegations before this week.
There are so many senior people within the Prime Minister's office and other senior ministers that know and knew the extent of it that it's inconceivable that she wasn't told.
Ms Bennett also told Parliament the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, knew about the seriousness of the allegations. He was asked if he'd been told about the alleged sexual assault by a complainant in June.
I'm going to respect the privacy of the young people who are involved in this situation. There is a process to go through with the QC. I think it's important that the voices of these people are heard.
A statement's been issued on behalf of six of the victims. They say while Nigel Haworth's resignation is a step towards acknowledging that Labor has failed these survivors, they still would like an apology from him. They also point out there's still a person facing serious allegations and action has to be taken to ensure no one else is harmed. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.